When things look like they were too bleak, things looked hopeless. But our Lord Jesus Christ was on the throne. And he demands from you your complete faith. Don't ever take him for granted. He's done so much for each and every one of us that I think I could go row by row by row, and everyone in this church could give up a testimony of what God did for them. He isn't blind. He isn't deaf. He knows what goes on in your life. He knows what goes on in our lives. No matter what you go through, what happens in your life, he's there for you and me, dear ones. He's there. Just a few verses in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. Chapter 23 of the book of Proverbs. We'll begin with the first verse. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. The enemy takes things away from us if we don't keep our eyes and our hearts open. The word of God is where we turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Be satisfied with what God has given you. Be satisfied for the things that he's given you. Don't look at people that are rich and famous. Look at our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you and me, that we have this hope of glory. Glory with Jesus Christ. We'll have more riches than anyone could think of. Because he loves you and me, dear ones. He's always here for us. Don't be caught up with worldly pleasures. Nobody's telling you you can't go to a ball game. You can't go somewhere. You can go out to dinner. No, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you to put God first. Don't put him on a back burner. He doesn't deserve that. He deserves the first fruits from us. Don't turn your back on him, dear ones. There's nothing greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. This world has nothing to offer you and me. He's made a plan for us. Let's stick to the plan he's given us. Let's stick to what he's given us. And don't look to this side or that side, but look straight ahead. That straight and narrow road is where we want to go. The wide road leads to destruction, but that straight and narrow road is where we want to go. If we go too close to the end, you're going to step in a trap. But if we stay in the middle and just stay in our lane, God will lead us to our destination. What is our destination? We all know our destination. To be with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, forever. He didn't say we're going to be up there for a few years. He didn't say we're going to be there for a few months. We're going to live with him eternally. What is eternally? What is that? I'll give you an example of what eternity is. Pick up a grain of sand and put it in another place and just keep picking up one grain at a time until there's no more sand on the beach. That's eternity. That's forever. We're living with our Lord Jesus Christ forever. What a great thought. We don't have to wait for anything. We don't have to look to the right or left. When you go through hard places, dear one, just look to the Lamb of God. He didn't say things would be easy. He didn't tell us that the road would be unrocky. What he did tell us, though, was, put your life in my hands. I love you. I love you with all my heart. This is what God wants from us, that we love and support, as the brother was speaking, the people that went to the hospital and prayed with them. These are your brothers and sisters. Not the guy at work or the fellow down the street that don't give a darn whether you're there or not. He's worried about your weeds are getting in his yard. That's what he's worried about. What are we worried about? We're worried about taking care of each other, supporting our neighbors, supporting this church, sticking together, that someday we may see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. I don't think I'm worthy enough to look at our Lord Jesus Christ in his face. I'd have to be like the angels. They cover their face with their wings because they can't look at him. They cover their feet because they feel like they're not worthy. I think it would be very difficult if our Lord Jesus Christ came in here. I don't think any one of us could look at him because we're not worthy enough. But how much he loves us. How much he loves us. He gave Jesus Christ to die for us on Calvary's cross. Were we worthy? Did we deserve anything? No. But because of his great love, I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. What a privileged people we are. That we have a God like our God. And not to worry about the days that go by, the things that we go through. And we don't want to walk the fence. What happens when you try to walk the fence? Sometime or another, you're going to fall off. And then you hope that you're going to fall off on the right side. But what does God say to us in Revelations? He tells you, I'd rather have you cold. But because you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Do we want to be lukewarm Christians? I don't think so. He did so much for you and me. He deserves our love. He's worked for it. He gave his life up for it. What are we giving up for him? Just remember, dear ones, no matter what you and I go through, God is there with you. He can solve all the problems. He can heal all the sick. And he'll never, ever turn his back on you and me. What a love. What a love. If we could love each other like this, what a beautiful place this world would be. I just thank God for this congregation. I thank God for the Christians. I thank God for the missionaries. When I read about what they go through, for Christ's sake. People that are tortured. You know, I was reading about a church in Iraq. They built it, and it was blown up. But did that hinder them? No. They picked it up brick by brick and built it again. And that church is full. Full to the brim. In a country that hates Christians. They think that we are the infidels. And they got to kill us. And still we don't hate them. We pray for them. We go there and try to show them God's love. I heard a testimony from a man. He was from Iraq. And he believed in the Quran with all his heart. Every word. But he began to see missionaries coming and bringing the word. And he waited in his mind and he said, you know, these things don't sound too bad. But still, I believe in my Quran. But when a sister came to him, he was in his 80s, she knelt before him with a pan of water and washed his feet. He cried out, Lord, now I understand. He understood then what a Christian's all about. Love. Love for one another. That's all we have to do is love one another. When we love one another, the angels in heaven are singing. When things happen to you, your Christian friends are praying. He never, ever turns his back on us. So today, whatever you have that you feel like is important, turn your back on it if you need to, because the most important thing is our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us, who cares for us, who's there for us now and forever. In the name of the Lord be praised. Amen.